As law enforcement officials continue to hunt for those responsible for the September 11th attacks, thousands of Arabs and Muslims complain they are being unfairly scrutinized and harassed. Many say racial and ethnic profiling has become routine. Some critics say that what was once an intolerable act of discrimination is now an acceptable tool in the war on terrorism, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Just 2 weeks ago, racial profiling was up there at the top of the list of political no-nos. The practice of singling out racial or ethnic groups at traffic stops or border checks was assailed in courts, on campuses, and in Congress. Today, however, 2 weeks after the attack allegedly carried out by Arab Muslims, what's fair and what's offensive in hunting down the bad guys has become less clear. While most Americans objected to profiling before the attack, now the vast majority say law enforcement should focus on passengers who look Muslim or Arab.
A week ago, they said, well, no, that's not right. You shouldn't look at them differently. They're all people. Well, now we have to, because it's a whole different world.
Massachusetts State Trooper Thomas Gallagher leans against a wall in the international terminal at Logan Airport. As part of the new beefed-up security patrol here, it's his job to spot any bad guys, as he says, among the thousands of travelers. From the top, U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft may be publicly denouncing racial profiling, but on the ground, Gallagher says, it's the only way to get the job done. In such a state of national emergency, he says, worrying about profiling is just naive. If Arabs or Muslims are being stopped, searched, or inconvenienced more than others, Gallagher says, they and the civil rights groups like the ACLU will just have to understand.
The hell with the ACLU. They got to take a back seat. They got to take an aspirin and get over it. Because people's lives are at stake. My job is to try and make sure that everybody gets to go home at night and hug their five-year-old. Worry about the other stuff later.
It's the kind of talk that may have landed a cop in court or cost him his job just 2 weeks ago. But today, even some civil libertarians agree with security experts that times have changed.
It may make some people wince a bit, but the fact of the matter is, well, we can't be politically correct today.
Neil Livingston is chairman of Global Options in Washington, D.C., and an aviation security expert. This kind of profiling is different, he says, than stopping African Americans on the New Jersey Turnpike, for example, simply because they're black. Given what's known about the September 11th terrorists, Livingston says zeroing in on Arabs and Muslims only makes sense.
All of the people who hijacked those airliners last week were from the Middle East. All the suspects that we're looking for today are from Islamic countries. As a consequence, we have to focus our attention on people that fit that same profile, young Arab or Islamic males, rather than on little old blue-haired ladies.
Let's get reporting rows 15 and higher, please. 15 and higher only.
At Logan Airport, the profiling is easily apparent. Officially, airlines say they consider many factors in their screening, for example, whether a passenger paid cash or is flying on a one-way ticket or without baggage. But privately, the airline's point person checking passengers through security here says she's definitely more suspicious of anyone who looks Arab or Muslim.
Want to step up in here?
Please take a second.
When a young woman in a Muslim headscarf comes by, she's sent over to two federal agents waiting nearby.
We are the only one who are searched and, you know, hassled all the time, and I don't think it's fair.
33-year-old Alba Ismaili is cutting short a year-long fellowship she just began in Boston to return home to Oman because she says the harassment she's felt since the attack has made her feel unsafe.
I don't feel free anymore. It's difficult. And it's very hard for me to talk about it. I don't want to cry again.
Since the attacks, Arab American and Muslim groups report hundreds of stories of people being detained, harassed, or removed from airplanes, guilty, they say, only of flying while Arab. But Hussein Ibish of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination League concedes most cases no longer cross the line of what his group would challenge in court as unconstitutional.
I mean, I think the line did move during this week. You know, one has to take into consideration the exceptional circumstances. But as I told you, it doesn't mean that you give people carte blanche for civil rights violations.
These days, Ibish says he is pursuing the most egregious offenses, like long, unexplained detentions or denial of counsel. But he says it's imperative that the line move back as soon as possible, for moral reasons as well as practical. He says racial and ethnic profiling is lazy policing and ultimately ineffective. It's a knee-jerk reaction, he says, that will not protect the nation against terrorists. Think Timothy McVeigh, he says, or the Unabomber. One pilot flying through Logan who asked that his name not be used agrees. When you focus in on one group, he says, you blind yourself to any enemy who doesn't look the part.
Our enemies come in all shapes, sizes, colors, and descriptions. And as long as we just keep looking at people that look like that, you're right, 19 of them, they all look like that, they're not going to do that again. They'll do it a new way, with a name like Smith or Jones. We want to be smart.
It may be, as some say, stupid or naive to totally ignore Arab or Muslim identity when looking for terrorists, but this pilot says it would be just as foolish to ignore the fact that not every terrorist will fit that profile. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.